Hello, this is Bro Steph, and you are listening to the Middle East Peace Update Report. I've entitled today's report for February 27th, 2015, The Coming Deliverance of Israel, based on Zechariah chapter 12, verses 8 through 11. And let's start by reading those verses in the scripture. Starting with verse 8, in that day the Lord will defend the inhabitants of Jerusalem. The one who is feeble among them in that day shall be like David. The house of David shall be like God, like the angel of the Lord before them. It shall be in that day that I will seek to destroy all the nations that come against Jerusalem. I will pour out on the house of David and on the inhabitants of Jerusalem the spirit of grace and supplication. Then they will look on me whom they pierced. Yes, they will mourn for him as one mourns for his only son, and grieve for him as one grieves for a firstborn. In that day there shall be great mourning in Jerusalem, like the mourning at Hadad Ramon in the plain of Megiddo. Now, there is one sign that stands out amongst all the signs that have been happening in our generation. And before I tell you what that sign is, you know, as you're thinking about what that one major sign is, and there is one that is huge that's happening in our generation. Most people overlook it. But while you're, like I said, while you're thinking about that, there are a lot of signs that you could point to that could prove that what the Bible says is absolutely true and that prophecy is being fulfilled today. I mean, let's just go over just a few of them right now. The Jews are back in the land. I mean, the Bible is full of scripture in the prophets that talk about God bringing the Jews back to the land in the days preceding the return of Messiah. The priestly garments are being fitted right now for the Levitical priests, for the Kohanim. They are actually being fit, tailored, prepared. They're ready to go. And all that's needed is the third temple, and the priests will be ready to serve. That's major. The Jews being back in the land, being drawn from the four corners of the earth heavily since 1948, that's big too. The world is consumed with the Jews making peace with the Palestinians. I mean, they're actually drunk over this. They can't let go of the idea that it's the Jews that have to make most of the concessions, and that if only the Jews would make peace with the Palestinians, everything would be okay. So they're drunk, literally, over the status of Jerusalem. That's a major sign. Ezekiel 38:39 is being set up right now. The war of Gog and Magog, that's being set up right now. Jeremiah chapter 30 is being set up. The time of Jacob's trouble. In fact, the reason the Jews are being drawn back into the land is God is preparing them for the final judgment for the rejection of Messiah. And that's the time of Jacob's trouble, Jeremiah chapter 30. But let's get back to the major sign, and I'll give you a clue. It can be found in verse 10 of Zechariah chapter 12. Here it is. The big sign that has been happening in our day is the fact that Jews are coming to Messiah in record numbers. There's an article I'm going to highlight. I'm going to take the link and I'm going to put it in the description of this audio message. The title of it is Messianic Judaism Gaining Momentum in Israel. And as I scroll down and I look about half a quarter of the way down in the article, it says there are 150 plus congregations in Israel, as many as 15,000 Messianic Jewish believers, of whom about 60% speak Russian as their first language. And the Messianic movement in Israel is spreading like wildfire. This article dates back December of 2014, and it's only grown since then. And all over the world, we have Jews considering Yeshua as Messiah. And Jews are coming to Messiah in record numbers. So what is the Lord doing? Why is this happening before his return? Because he's preparing, through his grace, he's preparing a remnant of Jews that will be spared the time of Jacob's trouble. So our prayers need to be centered around Jews coming to know Messiah. And we need to be praying that this will happen, that God will continue to get the attention of his people, and that his Holy Spirit will start working in their hearts, bringing them to the knowledge of their Messiah, Yeshua HaMashiach. If you were to ask me, how can I pray for the Jewish people right now? I would tell you, pray that the Jewish heart, that their minds and the scales on their eyes fall off, and they come to the saving knowledge that Yeshua, Jesus, is the Messiah they've been waiting for. That's what I would ask you to pray for the Jewish people, because those that don't come to Messiah are going to have to live through the time of Jacob's trouble. And it's going to be a time that has never happened in human history. It's going to be worse than the first Holocaust. This one coming, this Holocaust that's coming, is going to make the first Holocaust look like a picnic. I mean, two-thirds of the Jewish people are going to end up dying in this next Holocaust. And one-third are going to make it through this fire. That means that if there's 7 million Jews in Israel, or 8 million possibly when this happens, that 1.5 million to 2 million Jews will live through the time of Jacob's trouble. The rest will end up perishing. That's why we all need to pray that God will save his people and open their eyes to the fact that Yeshua died for them and shed his blood for them. This is Bro Steph with a report that I think needs to be thought about, needs to be talked about, and remember, pray for the Jewish people, that they come to that saving knowledge that Jesus is their Messiah. If you'd like to get more intelligence reports, go to brosteph.org. Join our Facebook conversation at facebook.com/groups/brosteph. And to look at all of our intelligence reports on audio, go to audioboom.com/brosteph. Remember to keep living out your faith and keep looking up, because Jesus is coming back soon. Talk to you again next time. God bless you as you live out your faith.